Hi, this is Jalen for Dobbs, where tire buying is easy. At GoToDobbs.com, shop brands, sizes, pricing, and our amazing deals. With 40-plus locations, get same-day install. For tires, it's Dobbs.
For deals you can use, click on GoToDobbs.com now.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hi, I'm Dan for Dobbs Tire and Auto Centers, here to share the easiest way to buy tires. Come to Dobbs. With the best tire brands and the biggest inventory, you'll get your tires the same day at the lowest price, guaranteed. Next time you need tires, get into Dobbs.
We're talking Blues hockey. It's the Joey Vitale Report on 101 ESPN. Brought to you by The Electrical Connection. When you need quality electrical work for your home or business, visit electricalconnection.org.
And Kylie, it's BK and Ferrario on 101 ESPN, or as we called it last night at our text thread, BK and Tanner, because Alex was booted out of our text thread.
Been kicked out of the text thread because I suggest one topic and BK's like, no, Tanner's in the show.
Yeah, tomorrow, next week after I'm out, it's just going to be the Tanner show.
Fine by me. I'll take that vacation
three
day.
Hours. It's going to be great. Right now, let's go out to the Browner Group and Celebrity Line to be joined by our friend and the Blues analyst for 101 ESPN and the Blues Radio Network. He's Joey Vitale joining us here on BK and Ferrario.
Joey, what's up, man?
What's up, boy? What's up? Always makes me feel very special when you guys do that. Thank you. How are you guys doing? I'm doing well. I'm in Tampa. It's beautiful down here.
It's beautiful here, Joey. I know you don't believe it, but it's like 65 degrees outside today here in Tampa.
He's wearing a muscle shirt, Joe.
I looked at the sketch. Who's wearing muscle shirt?
My BK is.
It's a flab shirt for me, but it's all right.
Oh, my God. No. Hey, I looked at the schedule when the year came out, and, you know, you always look at the Halloween. Am I going to be home for Halloween? Where am I going to be the day before Thanksgiving? You always look at, you know, how am I going to get close to home for Christmas? And different things. When the Blues play the Blackhawks for the first time, and up on my top five list always is, when do we make the Florida swing? You always hope it's in December, January, or February. Sure enough, we got it this year, but doggone, I think it's almost just as nice in St. Louis, but I'm happy for you guys back home.
Yeah, that's highway robbery to get a Florida trip like in April or May or in October. It's like, what are we doing here? No, send us when it's cold. That's like when you get Winnipeg in January, Joe.
You know, it is. It's like going to California at the opening game, or maybe at the end of April or May. I actually would like to go to Winnipeg in January, or like those colder cities, because it's already miserable where you are. You might as well go to somewhere even where it's even colder. But you know, certainly it's a interesting schedule. A lot of games coming up here for St. Louis, as everyone knows. The guys are starting to feel it a little bit. Talking to some of the players, this is a condensed schedule. I don't think that the players were quite prepared for. You know, if they dealt with compressed schedules in the past, you know, when they have a shortened season during a lockout or a pandemic but guys, those are 46-game seasons, 52-game seasons. You know, this is an 82-game stretch with that same compression. So it's starting to really kind of bring the wear and tear for the players, not only physically but mentally too. And I think you're only a quarter of the way through it. It feels like we should be at game 60 or 70 right now, but just a lot of hockey.
Yeah, totally. Well, and with these games coming up now, Joe, we found out that they're going to be without Jordan Binnington for at least 10 days, which I think I saw Jeremy Rutherford put out. I think that's a total of possibly 6 days or 6 games that Jordan Binnington could miss. And it looks like it's going to be a lot of Ville Husso here. What have you heard from some of the players and the coaches after their skate today about Ville getting this workload?
Well, you know, I was with Davey Alexander, the goaltender coach for the St. Louis Blues, in the hallway briefly this morning, and we were talking about Benny being out. And, you know, I tell you what, Davey's reaction and response was steady Eddie, and he has every right to be. And, you know, he looked at Billy, and we kind of looked at each other and said, you know what, Billy's going to be just fine. I mean, look at the way Billy's played this year. Maybe a couple goals he liked back on that last start, but besides that, his first two starts in the year, he only let up the one goal. This team plays very good in front of him. He's a very, very athletic goaltender that can move around very well. His depth is incredible. He can handle breakaways. He can handle power plays. He can handle situations where the Blues defense can break down at times, because we have seen the Blues defense break down. But when we look at the backup goaltenders in the National Hockey League, I think you have to put this 1-2 tandem of Binnington and Husso at the very top five. I'm not going to say it's going to be the best, but it's definitely top five as far as what both guys can do. So this is going to be just a wonderful opportunity for Billy to kind of go in there and kind of showcase what he can do on a night-in, night-out basis. Obviously, he will get to start here tonight, a massive test against this Tampa Bay team that just lost to the Blues a couple nights ago. So for him to come into this building and carry the workload is going to be a good start for him to, as you mentioned, about a week and a half of a lot of hockey games. Not a lot of back-to-backs. It's about every other day from when I looked at the schedule. But a lot of games, Binnington can miss up to six games, possibly, like JR said, and is absolutely right. That's that compressed schedule again. It really can kind of jump on you when you're missing some key players. So Billy will get the nod. He will carry the workload. But this team, this goaltender coach, feels very confident in what he can do, his abilities. And to me right now, there's absolutely no panic.
We're talking to Joey Vitale, Blues analyst for the Blues Radio Network here on 101 ESPN. Joey, whenever you talk about a guy being in net that's the backup, even though there is trust there, I feel like the conversation immediately jumps to, okay, now for the guys that are your stars, who needs to step up? Because it's not so much on the goalie as it is everybody in front of them making sure that he doesn't have a crazy workload in this game. How does this defense prevent some of the things that we saw early on against Tampa Bay in the last game from happening tonight against Tampa?
Well, I think some of the players and some of the bodies that need to step up in tonight's game and moving forward on this road trip with Philly back in the net is because you want to help Philly out. And I look towards the leaders on the back end, whether that be Colton Parayko or Torey Krug, Marco Scandella, who was actually going to be a healthy scratch last game, but he actually subbed in because Tyler Bozak was missing because of COVID. So they have plenty of bodies back there. Will they go with that seven defense instead again tonight? I think so. So there's plenty of bodies back there. You know, players like Robert Bortuzzo. Those are the guys you got to look at. And for what exact purpose, for what area of the game, to me, it's got to be the front of the net. You know, people were like, I can't believe they didn't pull Binnington after the third goal. Like, I would say, well, the third goal was a complete fluke. But the two before that, I mean, one was a power play where Corey Perry was outnumbered the Blues in front of the net. And the second one was Cirelli. He just outmuscled the defenseman in front of that as well. So you look at both those goals before that kind of fluky one goes in against Binnington. This defensive group can be much better in front of their own net. It's been a focus all year. It's something that's been sloppy. It's been in and out all season long. Luckily, the Blues have figured out a way to outscore their opponent because they have been letting in 3-plus goals at an alarming rate this year, something you can't continue to do as you approach playoff hockey because you got to be tighter defensively. But they have gotten away with it because they've had such good goaltending. But I think to help Philly tonight, to help themselves, they need to stop letting in so many goals. And to me, the biggest area to improve that is in front of your net. You got to be tougher. You got to be stronger. You got to pick up sticks. You got to box out before the puck even gets to the net. And that just it's a team commitment. It's a willingness to really take that extra step and to really protect your goalie and let him see every puck because Billy's going to need every help he can standing against this very good Tampa Bay team.
Joe, I said on postgame the other night that Jordan Kyrou is at the point of his career where every time the puck is on his stick, you stop and watch what he is doing. Are we seeing the transition of Jordan Kyrou and Robert Thomas kind of taking over as the superstars of this team?
You know, it's early. It's early, so I'm not going to sit here and say that this is the future. The future has arrived because, listen, we've seen Jordan Kyrou come out and start off the season very hot. He actually did it last year. He was the Blues' best player, in my opinion, for the first month and a half of the season. But then it kind of dropped off a little bit. And that's what happens with youthful players. They come out, they have a great start, and then they kind of fall off. Think of a much smaller scale like Jake Neighbors. He has a great camp, has a great preseason, and he actually comes into the regular season looks pretty good too. But then eventually, as they say, the cream kind of falls to the top or creeps to the top. Those players kind of can fall off. And that's where you're going to see the elite of the elite continue to stay with one word, which is consistent. So for Jordan Kyrou, it got a little inconsistent last year. Robert Thomas was inconsistent. I know he dealt with a shoulder injury and he's dealt with a sophomore slump a little bit after winning the cup. A kid who has not gotten a lot of rest, hasn't had a chance to really kind of give a lot of time and energy to his body in the offseason. Well, finally, he has done that. And Jordan Kyrou, to me, these next couple weeks are going to be really important for him to kind of see if he can stay consistent with this thing. Is he going to fall off like he did a little bit like he did last year? Or is he going to stay consistent and continue to grab this thing and run with it? The good news for both those players is the opportunity will be there to do it. Robert Thomas has never had this good of an opportunity to play with a sniper like Vladimir Tarasenko. Jordan Kyrou has never had this opportunity to play on a top line, let alone top 9 minutes on a consistent night-in, night-out basis. Remember, a couple times last year, he was scratched. So he's gotten plenty of opportunity, and not to mention with COVID injuries, there's plenty of ice time to eat up. And those two young guys, with their speed and with their energy, are going to be looking to eat up every bit of ice time they can. And they really have earned every bit of ice time. So to answer the question, it's early. It's definitely possible that they could really kind of see this next surge of Blues players kind of taking in there with those two guys. But at the same time, the opportunity will be there to do it. It's just a matter of will they continue to grab it like they have all season long.
He's Joey Vitale. You'll hear him tonight on the call. Blues versus Tampa Bay Lightning. Puck drop for that one at 6 o'clock. Alex will have your pregame coverage coming up at 5. Joey, enjoy your time in sunny Tampa Bay, man. Enjoy your time down in Miami this weekend as well. I would have to imagine that's a decent trip to have a noon game for you.
Exactly right. BK, Alex, thanks so much, guys. You guys have a great day.